Hey guys, what's going on? This is another evening with the 6'6 Hoes. It's your boy Slick Pickle.
I'm Big Maddie the Fatty, and we're out here skipping class and eating ass. How you doing today, Pickle?
Ugh. Alright, what are you up to?
Not a whole lot, just feeling old.
Feeling old, that's right. We're a couple of grandpas in here.
There's a couple of fucking grandpas. I got this migraine that won't go away.
Oh man, migraines are worst.
I know. I keep taking headache pills and it's just they're not doing anything, so I don't know if it's allergies or what the hell's going on, but it's not ideal.
Oh man, you know the Missouri weather's really getting to you there.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, it's that time of year when pollen's coming out. Bugs are returning from hell.
I've gotten probably all over my hands for some reason. Nowhere else. I guess one on my arm, but all over my hands. I've got like 8 mosquito bites.
Yeah, I got those on my calf.
They're just like, see, that's what they normally focus on is my legs. But I mean, I guess I'm wearing jeans. But it's like so much more of me is exposed. You know, there's the whole arms, my neck, my face, and it's just my hands.
Going for the juicy hands.
It's like the worst part.
You gotta stop touching your willy with your hands. That's
what
you're really going for.
I can't promise that.
Ooh.
All right. What are we?
Yeah, self control, man.
Oh well, you're asking for a lot there.
I believe it.
What we got going on in the news today? Saw Trump backed out of the Iran nuclear deal.
Yeah, I did see that.
I believe we got an audio for that.
We do.
Announcing today that the United States will withdraw from the Iran nuclear deal. Any nation that helps Iran in its quest for nuclear weapons could also be strongly sanctioned by the United States. America will not be held hostage to nuclear blackmail. The United States no longer makes empty threats. When I make promises, I keep them.
Huh.
Well, keeps his promises, all right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I've read a little bit about this. I'm still, I'm no expert on it, but it seems like the deal was both good and bad, but I do know that without the U.S., it's going to be hard for other countries to keep the deal in place.
Yeah.
Which basically means Iran's going to start up their nuclear program again. I believe, as I read, that they still have the ability to do it with all their uranium enrichment and stuff going on.
Yeah, very true.
But, supposedly, Israel's really terrified by that, as they've been bombing the shit out of some of their bases. Well, just Iranian bases. I guess they've also killed some Iranian troops in doing so. So now they're scared they're gonna get bombed. Which
it's kind of terrible.
It is kind of fucking horrible, but nothing we can do about it. I'm just gonna have to wait and see how it plays out, I guess.
You know if China and Russia are backing them with their nuclear...
I have no idea.
Nuclear engineering?
Maybe, but I don't know.
That's terrifying.
It's possible, but it's also possible that they're not.
Fair enough.
But, I mean, if they're standing against us, I wouldn't put it past them.
Yeah.
You see the volcano in Hawaii...
I did see that.
Still going strong.
It is. It's going.
Apparently, experts are saying, it could end in days, weeks, or years. They don't know. It's, I believe I read that it's spanned, over 75 football field length.
Well, folks, stay away from Hawaii.
Yeah.
If you're on a vacation, you gotta... Mexico, I guess, or somewhere other than Hawaii.
Yeah, somewhere better, I guess. I don't know. I never wanted to go to Hawaii anyway. It just seems...
I've always wanted to go just to visit the set of Jurassic World.
Okay.
Because 90% of that movie was filmed in Hawaii.
Okay, I guess that would be pretty cool, but it just seems so touristy. I feel like it would be more of a hassle than anything else.
Well, yeah, I mean, plus it's so expensive there. If you ever needed to get bread there, it's like $8 a loaf.
Oh, yeah, I know people that have lived out there that had to come back, and they're just fucking bankrupt when they come back, you know. It's ridiculous. What else is going on? Oh, okay. Here's a good one. You got this pulled up? The ex-top L.A. County DEA official. You got this? Did you hear about this shit?
Yeah, I read a little bit about that crazy motherfucker.
This fucking guy is insane.
This guy has more balls than I ever would.
I don't even know if it's balls so much as stupidity. I don't know. Oh my god. So this guy, what is it said? What was it that he said? It says here, the former head prosecutor of the Major Crimes Division for the LA County DA, who once allegedly said he wanted to jack off on a colleague while she strangles to death, received virtually no punishment for the sexual misconduct allegations, which resulted in a high six-figure settlement with the woman who sued him, and he got to retire with a full pension.
Didn't he retire like 40 years old or something like that?
I don't fucking know.
Either way.
He
must be some special guy, though.
I mean, it's funny, but it's also horrible.
If I got caught jacking off while strangling some woman here, man, I'd be in prison.
I mean, it's not even that he did it. It's that he said he wanted to. And he got sued for it for six figures. Still got to retire a full pension. So that tells me that, you know, America still loves men a lot more than it loves women.
Yes.
I mean, it's you know, hey, at least it's funny because it's ridiculous, but also it's horrible.
He admitted what he wanted to do. He wasn't scared of it. Watch. He's probably going to get a phone call from the old Pornhub or something here soon. Like, hey, we got a fucked up video we want you in.
Oh, God.
You want to get strangled a girl and jack off on top of her?
I can't. I mean, if she got money out of him from being sued, like, obviously it was proved to some degree. How does that guy get to retire with a full pension?
Hey, he must work for a damn good. Well, I guess he worked for the county, didn't he?
Yeah, but, I mean, still.
Must have been pretty high up in the county then.
I don't think, like, Harvey Weinstein has even been sued for anything yet. I know allegations have been brought against him. That dude's fucking career has been run. I mean, yeah, shit rich.
Yeah, he's out somewhere.
It's like a dude that's like 100 times lower than that gets to retire with his full pension. I don't know.
Then again, I had no idea who this guy was until just now.
Yeah, it's just shit's insane, man. Oh, did you see about this? Monday.
What happened Monday?
Melania Trump was talking about things she wanted to focus on in her agenda. She wants to focus on children's health and well-being. That's a quote.
I did not see that, actually.
Well, you think that's probably a good thing to focus on, right?
Well, what's the backside of that story?
Well, I'm just asking, do you think that that's a good thing to focus on?
Yeah, I think we should always focus on the children.
That's children's the health and well-being seems America. Pretty important, right? Yeah. Well, guess what happened on the same fucking day?
Okay, what happened that day?
Trump asked Congress to cut $7 billion from children's health insurance program.
Well, I see where that would be an underlying problem with
just a fucking little bit, huh?
With her proposal there.
This guy...
He doesn't care about anyone. A madman.
He is fucking insane. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier. I really feel sorry for his wife. You know? His wife and his youngest son. What's his name? Baron, I believe.
Yeah, Baron.
You know, it's like all his older kids. They love being in the limelight and they love being just as stupid as him, right?
Yes. I have read a lot about them.
Melania and the kid. You know, every time you see them, they look fucking depressed. They look trapped. They look like prisoners.
Well, I think it's just because they're the only sane ones in the White House right now.
Yeah, I mean, they look like, you know, every time you see them, their faces said, please don't give a shit, because we didn't ask for any of this.
I saw a picture of them walking to the helicopter in the White House yard, and they were just heads down. And
yeah, just they want no part of it.
I feel like they were ashamed is what they looked like. That was the look on their face, actually.
I mean, how would you feel if you're... How old's the kid? What, like 10 or 11 now? 12. Something like 12. 12?
Yeah.
I mean, if your dad's always saying this crazy shit, and if you're 12, you understand some of it. Probably not all of it, mm-hmm. but you understand some of it. I mean, how do you feel, you know, thinking like, oh my God, my dad says all this crazy shit, and he catches so much backlash from the media? I mean, what do you think? It's like when one of the writers for SNL made that joke about him, you know?
Yeah.
Said, like, what did she say? Something like he looked like he was going to be the next school shooter or something like that. Like, that's not fucking cool, man.
That's not funny at all.
Like, if it was one of the older kids, like, that's a bad, like, that joke's in bad taste for the public. You know, maybe on, you know, on your private meme page on Facebook, you know, it's fine. But for the public, you know, that's, you can't make that joke really about anybody. And secondly,
especially a kid that's still in school.
Yeah, you don't make fun of a fucking child, man. Grow up. That's horrible.
Do you think that he's homeschooled or has like a private teacher in the White House, or do you think he goes to that boarding school that they have for like the president's children and you know, like congressmen and women?
I don't know. I would imagine he would go to the boarding school. I mean, unless, I don't know.
I don't know how that situation works. I've never been a White House kid, so.
But yeah, you can't make fun of that kid. It's like, you know, he didn't ask for any of this. You know, you can leave him alone. You know, the older kids, you know, they're out there being douchebags and shit like that. Obviously. So you can give it to them, you know. But, I mean, at least Melania is trying to do some good. And Trump just keeps anything she comes up with, he's just like, nope, fuck that, you know. Go in the opposite direction with it. Shit's insane, man. Okay. You brought this up earlier. You said you wanted to talk about this. Bill Cosby.
Oh, God. Here we go. Fucking Akon.
Has been in the news lately. Akon.
Comes out.
Decided to say,
yes,
Cosby's my hero. How do we know he committed sexual assault? Well, first of all, he admitted to it.
He did.
That's how we fucking know.
Apparently, I'm not the only one living under a rock here. Apparently, Akon's with me in this rock.
I mean, how the fuck? Okay, like, the situation is not, like, you know, Bill Cosby got what he deserved, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, how could you be so fucking blind? And, you know, I've seen a lot of people talking about it, and maybe I shouldn't say anything because I'm white and I don't really, it's not really my place, but I feel like in society, black people will want to support their heroes no matter what.
You know, Akon's also calling Cosby his fallen hero.
I used to think Akon was this pretty sane guy, and he did some great shit after this. I don't know so much. But, it's like the whole thing with OJ, you know?
Yeah.
And this, like, Cosby admitted to doing it.
He did.
It's like, how can you possibly argue with it? He got what he deserved. And anybody will say, you know, any other guy deserves that and worse. Weinstein.
You know, I think
deserves worse than what he's got, you know.
I think Akon is dunking roofies in the girls' drinks too. I think that's why he's calling Cosby his hero.
Oh yeah, you think?
Cuz you know, Cosby got caught with it.
Well, you know, maybe Akon's still out there doing it. Maybe he's a piece of shit too. Who knows?
Who knows?
But you know, Weinstein deserves more than what he got. Toback deserves more than what he got. You know, Larry Nassar, I mean, that motherfucker's maxed out.
Yes.
175
years. 75
years,
yes.
You know, that judge straight up told him, I just signed your death warrant. I don't know about you, I've never seen a fucking judge say that to anybody before.
I've never.
But there was a lot of emotion behind it, you could tell. But, like we were talking about the other day, you know, do you think Cosby's do you think his sentence was racially biased.
Well, I mean, he did sexually assault and roofied, what, like 3-4 women? Or was it more than that?
I don't...
Because I saw that he got...
There were a lot of allegations.
I saw that he got 3-year sentences.
Yeah, so. I don't know how many of them were proved, but there were a lot of allegations. So I figure if only 3 or 4 of them were proved, they were all probably fucking true, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like... okay, so he got 3 10-year sentences,
mm-hmm.
which he'll end up probably serving back-to-back.
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah.
And what was it, a $25,000 fine for each victim, I believe it was.
Something like that. It was either 10 or 25, I don't remember. There's so many numbers going out now.
Well, my thing is, substantially less victims, more years per victim. Larry Nassar, what was it you said the last time you saw there was upwards of how many?
170-something.
Yeah, 170 and up victims, 175 years, which I realize that's like over the max of what a court can give.
Mm-hmm.
But with how many victims,
yeah,
doesn't that seem like a light sentence?
A light one or a life one?
A light one.
A light one. Well, I mean, yeah, but, I mean, you never know. With cases like this, people could just be coming out just randomly saying, hey, I was sexually assaulted by this guy back in 2010 or something like that.
Yeah. You know, but I'm...
Because there was also a payout for all the victims, too, and after all the victim, all the other people saw that these girls who were proven were sexually assaulted were getting payouts, and, you know, all these other girls that might have been, or that were in the Olympics, were probably coming out saying, hey... Where's my money? I was actually assaulted.
Yeah, maybe so.
Could be just looking for a quick payday.
I feel like, you know, it's possible. You know, I mean, people did the same thing with Michael Jackson, you know. But at the same time, again, I feel like if some of them were proved, all, if not the vast majority, were probably true, you know. It's like, if the dude's getting away with so many, why would he stop? You know, that's... kind of what I think. But it's, you know, it doesn't matter who it is. Especially if they admit to it. You can't defend them.
Can't.
There's no plea there. There's no argument.
I feel so bad for his defense attorney. Like, how do you do that? How do you defend a guy like that and just like in front of the media and the
still
jury
sleep jurors at night.
And people sitting in on the case, and just how do you, like, what would you say to even try and lessen that sentence? Like, oh, well, you know, here, you want to give him 50 years for this girl. How about we drop it to 10? Like, you know?
Well, you know, the shitty thing about that is in a lot of these cases, unless they specifically hire a lawyer, if they just go to a firm, then it gets dumped on somebody, and you can't, you know, if you're a lesser known guy, you can't just say no.
Especially if you're like new blood in the firm. No one else wants it because they'll destroy their name if they take it. And, you know,
That was like the same thing, like, you know, when Hillary was a lawyer, Hillary Clinton. You know, people gave her shit because, she got a man off on murder charges or something like that.
Hey, you gotta be like a pretty damn good lawyer to get someone off on murder charges.
She got handed that case. She couldn't say no to it. And if anything, yeah, it's horrible. But what's she supposed to do?
You know, that probably made
say
her
no
right
and
there.
Then ruin her career. Yeah, it's
well,
like
getting him off probably made her career there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously she caught a bunch of backlash from the people and, you know, the victim's family and the media and stuff. But, you know, law firms, they probably wanted her.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're a pretty damn good lawyer.
I mean, it's horrible, but if she says no and they get fired by one firm, what, she's supposed to go to another firm and they look, oh, you got fired because you said no. Yeah, we're not going to hire you either. How many other places does she have to go? Because none of those big firms give a goddamn about what the case is.
She would have to go they to the want boonies you, or something.
Yeah, they want kind of
like
you
a traffic
to,
lawyer.
Yeah, they just want you to win the case so they can get the money. The firms is where the evil is at, not the actual lawyers.
Yeah, it's the head.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same with any company. The CEO is the man running the show. Well, I guess I shouldn't just say man, but the person running the show, which I feel like more typically men are going to be evil more than women, but hey, you know. So I guess, it works both ways, I guess.
Fucking Akon, man.
Fucking Akon.
What you out there doing, man? Come on.
I know. He's being a crazy asshole. You know, I know we talked about this the other day, too, but Michelle Wolf is still in the fucking news.
Is she?
Oh, yeah. You know, I told you about all the shit that she said about Sarah Huckabee Sanders and everybody else, which, you know, as a comedian, that's what you're fucking there to do. You're there to give people shit. That's just like, it's like someone hiring somebody for a roast. I guess the perfect analogy would be someone on the Comedy Central roast specials getting offended by, like,
I do love those roast specials.
What people are saying on stage about them. It's like, you wanted this, you little bitch. Like,
how would
you hired this person. Suck it up. Yes, she's ripping you a new asshole. That's what she's getting paid to do. Duh. And the other thing is, people keep saying, oh, well, she shouldn't talk about women like that, da 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 da. She's not supporting her own gender, da 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 da. I'm like, what the fuck are you guys even talking about? Because your president degrades women on a daily basis. So that argument right there is just, it's out the fucking window, my man. And she's not wrong. Sarah Huckabee Sanders lies a lot. That's her job, is to lie and cover Trump's ass. If anything, Michelle Wolf was saying she was really fucking good at it.
I do love roast, though. I also love roasting people.
Yes, it's fun.
I take that back. It's only fun to roast people that, you know, can take
it. Can take it, yes. Sometimes
unless
they're,
you're like a really offended snowflake, and then it's no fun because then they start boohooing. And
yeah, that's the other thing, as I think you've noticed, like, conservatives, like hardcore conservatives and Trumpers, are like the biggest snowflakes ever. Like, Trump is like head snowflake.
Well, it's 2018 now. You can get offended by someone's breathing or
yeah, that's true.
I mean, people are getting offended for everything. I mean, crying out loud that you can. There, okay, I'm just gonna lay this out there. There's two genders, two sexes. Okay, there's only two.
Hey, we're not gonna get into
there's
this.
Only two.
We're gonna catch backlash for this. Okay, we're not getting into this.
You can't identify as a freaking helicopter for crying out loud until you start taking flight and shooting missiles and guns.
Not all helicopters have missiles, okay? I just want to fly.
An Apache attack helicopter has missiles.
Okay, but I just a normal helicopter. Maybe I want to be a news helicopter.
You're going to be like a life flight? Get out of here.
You identify as a pickle, you motherfucker. So what are you talking about?
Hey.
We're not talking about this. Hey. We're going to drop it. We're not doing this right now. This is bad. That's bad. We're going to get backlash for that.
I want to identify as a billionaire for payout.
I don't care. You hush.
I hate snowflakes.
You made me lose my track of thought. I do hate snowflakes, but you agree that Trump is head snowflake, right?
He looks like a snowflake.
He dishes it out to everybody, but as soon as somebody gives him shit...
Hey, he's not a snowflake anymore, he's a Cheeto.
Is there such thing as an orange snowflake? Is that a real thing? Can that happen?
I mean, maybe take, like, orange soda and splash it on snow.
I guess. You could just, like, get the dust off of Cheetos and, like, spray it all over the place, yeah. That would work. This fucking guy. But point being, if you hire a comedian for any dinner or show or anything, and they rip into you, dude, fucking eat it. Trump says horrible shit. A lot of Republicans say horrible shit. And then you guys get upset about a Democrat, Samson stuff that isn't even that bad compared to
what the regular people are saying.
Yeah, it's like dude, on
Facebook and Twitter and you know, Instagram and whatever social media sites are that people
all over
use.
The place. I mean, you remember during the campaign all the fucking shirts for Trump. Some of them were just fucking awful. But it's like, dude, you gotta wear that L, man. You just gotta take it and eat it. That's all there is to it. Sarah,
have you noticed that ever since Trump took White House, though, he looks like he aged like 20 years?
It does. And he already looked old as shit.
Yes, whatever he was doing beforehand with the Trump Tower money, apparently it's not working anymore.
Yeah, well, you know what he's not doing with Trump Tower money is installing sprinklers.
Yes, I remember reading about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not funny to joke about. Somebody did die in that fire.
How many people died?
It was just one, but...
No, it was just one person?
But the guy lobbied against sprinklers. You know, I can't... You know, we can't talk about this fucking guy anymore because the... Like, I'm just gonna lay this out there. You can be a Republican or a conservative, Democrat, liberal, whatever the case may be, and just still not be a fucking moron. Because I know a lot of Republicans that were still not stupid enough to vote for Trump. And then there's people that did vote for Trump that talk about, oh, I feel guilty about it. I don't give a fuck if you feel guilty about it, motherfucker. You did something stupid. Again, you got to wear that L, man. You got to wear it.
Well, I mean, with him becoming president, just like eliminated all requirements out of our Constitution to become president.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean...
That's what I'm terrified. I mean, we know, you know, Kanye West has been going apeshit lately. I mean, he's just batshit crazy.
Everyone was like, oh, Kanye 2020, but now with the shit that he's been doing...
I'm terrified, okay?
Now it's like, oh, we probably shouldn't do that. And then, you know, it's been confirmed that Oprah's not running for president.
Not, but The Rock is still thinking about it.
Is he still thinking about it? I feel that'd be a good president.
You know, maybe not. Who knows? But I really feel like we should just leave it to the politicians.
Yes.
Really. I mean, are
senators,
they...
Senators, congressmen, like, maybe a lawyer?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like, yes.
Like someone that's been on the inside.
Vast majority... Oh, you mean like a certain woman that had been in politics for 30 years? that people thought wasn't going to be a good idea? Yeah.
I didn't go for any of them.
Yeah, we know.
I was a Bernie man.
Yeah, you were a Bernie. I was a Bernie man too, but still, we all knew.
I was a Bernie man going to Burning Man.
Even if you didn't like Hillary, that was still the smart choice going into that. It's like, person with a reality show that says you're fired a lot, or person that was in politics for 30 years. I don't know. Now, I will say this. Trump has been sticking to his roots because he has been firing people left and right. I will give him that. He didn't get away from the basics. He still remembers where he came from.
Want to know who I would prefer over both of them?
Bernie Sanders?
No. Okay, well, after he got out of the race, you want to know who I would much rather seen?
I swear to God.
The Zodiac Killer.
Not Ted Cruz, man. Not flaming Ted Cruz. Okay. He's, he's a politician, but he's still pretty bad shit crazy. Okay, well.
Sure as hell wouldn't have been a wall up, or should I say a chicken wire fence.
Chicken wire fence. Hey, that's going to be the greatest chicken wire fence anybody's ever seen.
I swear to God,
okay?
if they actually put up a chicken wire fence, I'm going to be like, I'm the one who called it first.
I called it. I deserve money for calling it.
I deserve this. I get all the leftover money from the cement wall that they thought we were going to build.
Yeah, what was originally going to cost $20 billion ended up costing like
$7,000.
$7,000. You got it all at like Walmart and or Ace Hardware.
Or Schlins.
Yeah. Orchlands. I want what's left, motherfucker, because this was my idea. I said it before any of the rest of you.
I said
he
before
did.
Trump even thinks about it. I know I said it first.
He did. He's been saying put up the chicken wire fence for months now, and it's just been sticking everywhere we go.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God. Okay.
We got to steer off. Let's go to sports.
I'm done with news. Well, we'll get to sports later. I'm done with news right now. But, new things. Have you seen any new tunes that you liked recently?
New tunes? I haven't really heard anything. I mean, I know that a lot of people have been coming out with new stuff, but...
Yeah.
We have a, there's a bunch of new up-and-coming artists right now.
Well, we were talking about beer bongs and Bentleys the other night.
We were.
You didn't like the first three tracks.
I liked the rest of them after that.
Yeah. I wasn't crazy about the first three, I guess. I kind of agree with you. I did like... I liked more of the beat of them. The second one I liked pretty well. But as an entire album, it was...
Psycho got my favorite song.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I mean, yeah, that was a great song.
Like, that's just a song I can just go to sleep
with. I mean, we knew that was a great song before the album came out.
Yes.
But, and what else is new? I've been really getting into Brockhampton.
Brockhampton, huh?
Lately. Yeah, I played that song Bleach for you the other day. You thought it was all right. There's one that I just found. I don't even know if this stuff is old or new. It's new to me, but there's a new song, man. I've been bumping it for like 2 days straight. It's called Star. It is the shit.
You know, an up-and-coming band that I'm going to check out here soon is called Cigarettes After Sex.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you don't smoke cigarettes, so what right do you have to listen to this band, motherfucker?
Hey. It's like they mix equal parts of lo-fi indie rock with... dream pop. So, I mean, I guess this guy, Greg Gonzalez, I guess he has really good vocals.
So why don't we just call it synth pop? Because that's basically what that sounds like to me. That's what it sounds like. That's, I mean, the way you describe it, that's like what synth pop is to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe things have changed over like the past year and I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about anymore, but God only knows.
Guess there's going to be a... You've heard the band Her, right?
No, I have not.
I guess it's like a R&B type of thing, I guess. From what I've been reading, from what people have been posting, I guess it's like her shit's really sad and like makes you want to kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to try and stay away from that. I guess Jaden Smith's going to pop back up here soon.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
What's the one? Ray... was it? Ray... How do you say it?
Talking about the Black Beatles guy?
Yeah. Well, it's two. It's two. Is it Shremmerd? Shremmerd? I
don't know. How to
I
say
think
his
it's
last
Shremmerd.
Name.
I don't know.
You know, another,
I can never remember. But they're dropping.
They've been dropping songs left and right, though.
Well, they're dropping Shrem. Good God, I can't even say it. Shrem Life 3. And that's
Shrem Life.
Shrem.
Shrem.
Srim, not shh.
Srim.
Like yeah.
Saran wrap?
Like it's like whatever it is. It's like Ray Shremmerd or Shremmen, whatever his name is. I never remember what the end of it is, but that's, yeah. You know, I liked both those albums. You remember when the first album came out?
Yeah, I liked
it. It was
the first
No Type and...
that was a good song, and No Flex.
No Flex. Yeah, we used to bump that shit all the time. That was the shit back in the day.
But yeah, there's a couple more up and coming artists. I mean, Love or Love.
Love. He's got the
No
he's got
Promises
that.
With Demi Lovato.
I haven't heard that one yet, but I love that.
The song's been out for a while now.
You know, I love that. I Like Me Better song.
Yeah, I guess he's from the Bay Area.
Oh
and
yeah.
He's been that like I Like Me Better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is, I do love that song.
Hey, you know who else is from the Bay Area? Mazi, motherfucker. People need... Hey, everyone listen to me right now. The probably 70% of you have never heard the name Mazi before. You need to listen to him right fucking now. Okay? Right now.
One of us? Well, I guess he's up and came already. But
oh, yeah.
Marshmallow.
Oh, my God. This again...
Do you love me some
this
Marshmallow?
This again? Really again with this? This again with this?
Yes.
Oh, my God, guy.
Marshmallow.
Here we go. Get ready for a 10-minute rant about how this fucking guy...
I won't do 10 minutes.
Found him before everybody else.
I found him before he even found himself.
He owns it. He owns it. You know, I knew about him before you ever talked about him. I just never cared for him.
I bet you care for him now.
I mean, yeah, I like some of his stuff, but I'm not, like, in love with him.
Marshmallow's listening right now. If you need a producer or a manager or anything, hit me up. But another artist that's starting to make it big is Sick Kick.
Oh, yeah. We've been listening to his stuff for a while. Yeah. You actually did turn me on to him.
Yeah. Turned you on to him back in 2014.
Yeah, whatever year it was that he started to get some following.
Well, 2014, he was only, like, on YouTube, he was only averaging out, like, maybe, like, 7,000 views. Mm-hmm. But now, like, ever since, like, 2016 till now, it's been, like, hundreds of thousands now, so.
Oh, jeez.
I mean.
Well, I'll give you credit for Sick Kick and Marshmello as long as you continue to give me credit for the 1975 and the Griswolds.
Hey, those are some pretty damn good bands.
Yeah, but you know, I turned everybody onto those.
You turned me onto the 1975.
Nobody knew who the fuck they were.
I do, and I will admit, I like the 1975 better than the Griswolds.
Yes, I do too. But I saw the Griswolds' first big live show in the States.
Did you?
Back in, what was that? What was that, 2014? 2015? One of those years. I think it was 2014. Yeah, because it was the summer after I graduated. Me and that one guy that we... You know, I don't want to give out names, but the one guy that we still worked with. You know, the Mohawk guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what we still worked with at that time. We went to that, and that was their first... big show in the States. That was, oh man, that kicked ass. The 1975 was actually there that night.
Were they?
Yes. They weren't like super huge yet.
Mm-hmm.
People had been listening. I had been listening to them for a while, but they weren't like a really well-known band at the time. I mean, they had a decent following. But okay, so the 1975 was the second headliner on, so it was, you know, like the second big show that night. Arctic Monkeys was the number one headliner that night.
I do like Arctic Monkeys.
Yeah, but I don't, we didn't even stay for their show, because really? like
But you're kicking your ass now.
No, not really.
No?
Because we saw the first song, and we were like, yeah, 1975 rocked the house, this is kind of fucking boring, and we left. And everybody else afterwards was like, yeah, it wasn't that great. You know who did put on a good show that night? Well, Meg Myers. She put on a good show.
She is so hot.
Yeah, well, I'll give you that. She is a very attractive lady.
She is. Well.
But,
Got a... Cage the Elephant. It's not a good band.
I saw them live at...
People probably haven't heard them
a couple
in a
years
while.
Ago.
Oh, they might.
Oh, no, they're massive now.
I know that Florence and Machine has made it big now.
Oh, they've been big for a while.
Have they? I haven't.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard. The first time I heard of them was a couple of years ago. So, I mean.
Oh, they've been big since you heard them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Ever? They just haven't been dropping a whole lot of new stuff. But I usually like whatever they drop. I usually enjoy it. But, you know who else is getting big? Amy Shark. You know how much I love her.
Yes, yes, yes. I know how much you love her.
Yeah, you saw it. She liked my tweet the other day. That was pretty cool.
You look like a little girl whenever you saw that she liked your stuff.
Yeah, I was super excited. She is phenomenal.
You know, I'm still waiting for the old St. Louis Cardinals to like one of my tweets whenever I tweet out to them.
Yeah, good luck with that shit.
Hey, I got them to DM me one time.
Oh, yeah, because you won a contest. Had you not won, they would have been like, yeah, we don't got time for your ass.
Emailed them too. We were emailing there a couple times back and forth.
Oh, Jesus. Speaking of the Cardinals, how are they doing?
Well, they lost today 7-1.
Did you see what the Royals won? I don't even know what the final was, but the last I knew it was like top of the 7th and we were up 15-1.
15-1?
Yeah. We were playing the Orioles.
Oh.
They suck. Yeah.
You know Baltimore, aren't you?
No, they had, I believe I saw 4 home runs in the first inning. Needless to say, they pulled their starting pitcher out quick.
Yeah, I mean, you saw how they played against the Angels. I mean, for crying out loud, they went through 3 pitchers in the first 4 innings.
And who would have thought the Royals would put it on them more than the Angels did?
You guys put the beat down 15-7 on them.
15-7. Good God, we gave up a lot in the last couple of innings. Jesus Christ. When I left the bar earlier, it was 15-1. Jesus.
Y'all must have went to your relievers or your closing pitchers.
Yeah, Smith was pitching the last one there. He's not that great. He's all right, but he ain't nothing special. But Duffy started tonight, so Duffy had a pretty good night.
I guess today the Mariners' left-hand pitcher, James Paxton, threw a no-hitter against Toronto.
Oh, yeah?
I guess he's from Toronto, playing for the Mariners, played against Toronto, threw a no-hitter, so that must have pissed them all off.
Yeah, I bet.
So, I mean, let's say they won. The Yankees are still in the news, of course. Which, I mean, yeah, we're not going to focus on the Yankees. Because
shit about the Yankees.
You know, you're going to hear about them everywhere.
Yeah, fuck the Yankees. I don't care about them. Hey, how's Eric Hosmer doing?
I don't really read much on him.
Who gives a fuck? Okay?
I haven't read much on him.
I don't care. But, you see what I was trying to do? The whole, what's your name? Da-da-da. It doesn't matter what your name is.
We're bringing back memes from 2015.
Hey, that's not a meme, okay? And first of all, that started in the 90s, okay? So suck a dick. the Royals are finally starting to piece it together, you know?
Thank God. Yeah.
But, man, switching. I think you had the story pulled up earlier. I read Johnny Manziel. In the hospital again. Back in the hospital
for drugs.
Uh-oh, they thought he was coming back to football. He was looking like he was going to start playing some CFL. Guess again, motherfucker.
He's not coming back.
I mean, I didn't read the full thing, but I'm guessing that after more drug problems, they're probably going to tell him to see you. Yeah, Johnny Manziel hospitalized in Texas over RX meds. What do we got here? Now, was it like, was he abusing, or was it just, like, he had a bad reaction?
I haven't really read that much on the story.
Judging from his past, I would think that it was abusing. But
yeah, he did a bunch of drugs at a Jembla concert, G-M-B-L-Y-A concert, with friends after playing in the golf tournament.
Yeah, I assumed correctly.
He was actually playing the golf tournament with a friend from Texas A&M.
Oh, yeah?
Actually, it was his teammate, Mike Evans. Coincidentally enough. But, it says that he had a reaction to an adjustment in his prescription. I guess he's fine heading home now. But, can't really do that if you're trying to get back into the game, you know? You all right over there?
Yeah, I'm trying to kill a spider.
All right, well, fair enough.
Some shit, man.
Priorities, I guess.
It is some shit. Yeah, he ain't coming back out for a minute. Oh. Yep, Manziel, abusing drugs. Who would have thought? It's only happened a lot of times before. You know, who would have guessed? Oh, wait. I did.
I guess today, the Rays Rays shortstop is on a day-to-day now after he took a ball to the face on a play.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I guess Adani Echevarria had to leave tonight's game to a 1-0 loss to the Braves. In the eighth inning after with a left eye contusion.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like fun.
Yeah, I guess they were trying to pull a double.
Uh-huh.
And when they hurled it over to second to get the runner out, I guess it just smacked him in the face.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, man. I mean, just imagine. I mean, those guys are throwing that ball 80 plus miles an hour from 90 feet away.
Well, yeah. Was there ever a follow up? Did you ever see, is Chris Bryant doing okay?
Yeah, he's on a day to day.
Man, that motherfucker got it bad.
Took a 100-mile-an-hour fastball to the face.
Well, it was 96-mile-an-hour, you know.
At that point, it doesn't matter if you're going 196, yeah, it's still to go to your face.
Yeah, man. Ooh,
it's going to hurt either way.
Hey, he took it like a champ because I'm pretty sure if I got hit in the head with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball... I'm pretty sure
he passed out in the dugout or on his way to the...
Still,
med center.
I mean, maybe stadium. It's, you know, it's probably not a good thing that he was moving and whatnot. He probably should have sat still for a second, but I'm just saying, if I got hit in the head with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, you probably shouldn't put it past me to shed a tear or two, okay? Because that's shit.
He did not cry at all, though. Let me tell you,
like getting hit with a fucking car right in your head, just right on your fucking head in one spot.
There's been a lot of baseball injuries because Yadier Molina actually got hit.
Oh, God.
By a pitch. Actually, he was catching, and the ball bounced off home plate and hit him in his no-no square.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's his own fucking fault.
I guess he wasn't wearing his cup that day, and just kind of, you know.
Well, you should tell him to be a better pitcher and tell your pitcher to do better.
Pitcher? He wasn't pitching, he was catching.
I'm saying your pitcher shouldn't throw a horrible pitch.
Hey, man, it happens. It happens. Some of them bounce off the plates.
Well, you know where it doesn't happen. It doesn't happen in Kauffman Stadium, motherfucker, okay? Because
they wear the cups. Well, they had one.
Because they're smart.
They had one big win, and now they're back to...
Yeah, whatever they are. It's like 12 and 23 or whatever they are. Yeah, boy! Oh, God. God, I hope we have a winning record at the end of the season. If we win half our games, I'll be happy. Oh, man.
Half of them, you have like 64 more games to go, or 66 more games to go.
Oh, man. What about the NBA playoffs? Saw the Warriors won again today.
They did. They won 113-103 against the Pelicans.
Did that put them up to 3-1, or did they
win?
4-1,
they won.
4-1, yeah. They've won. Cavs, we know, swept the Raptors last night. You know, it's funny, I was talking to the guy that we said was going to be our NBA expert.
Yeah.
And he said the Raptors win in 6, and then the Cavs sweep them in 4. Mm-hmm. And you know how much of a huge, like, Cleveland and LeBron fan he is.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he made that post the other day, and I was like, I don't know, I think Cavs win it. And then it got to be, you know, they were up 3-0, and then last night in the third quarter, they had like a 20-point lead. It was like 90-something.
Honestly, I think it's going to be Golden State in the... Cavs again.
I think you're insane, man. I told you. Houston, man. Houston and the Cavs.
See how Houston does against the Cavs. Or against
they'll play Golden State, yeah.
Golden State.
Well, if they come out on top. And I believe, isn't Boston leading against the 76ers? I think that's 3-1, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if they played today or not. I don't think they did, but... So it's looking like Cavs in Boston, and then... Warriors and Houston, probably.
Yeah.
Now, I will say this. I think Boston will give the Cavs a run for their fucking money. I think Kyrie Irving's gonna come back with a fucking vengeance.
Yeah, we'll see what he does.
Yeah, we'll see. But...
Yeah.
Man, we're almost out of time here. You want to tell the story we were talking about earlier?
We can wait. We can wait for the story. That's only take a couple minutes. But,
well, I don't know.
Want to talk about what's going on with football right now? With everyone getting banned already and shit?
Oh, the Mark Ingram?
Yeah.
What did he get banned for, do you know?
I don't remember. Pretty sure it was something to do with, like a DUI or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well... Football players, as a general rule, aren't very smart.
All those concussions.
Yeah. Well. You pay, you know, giant brutes to go out and run a football or hit each other, you know. Chances are they're not exactly geniuses.
No, they're not. Definitely not. Well, when does football start again?
September, I think.
Or preseason.
Preseason will start in, like, August. I think the season kicks off in September. I should know this.
You should.
I should know this because I'm a huge football guy, but I don't pay attention to dates that much. It's just, so like, I just live and breathe football, you know.
You know anything about the World Cup yet?
The World Cup?
Yeah.
Soccer?
Yeah.
You know what? The U.S. isn't in it, so I don't give a shit, okay? To be honest. I'm still butthurt that they weren't fucking good enough to get in. It's ridiculous. And in fact, I think next time the World Cup comes around, we should just fucking be banned from it because we were so fucking terrible this year. See, now you got me all fucking heated. We got to move on, okay? And I want to talk about, you know, the Chiefs making moves and shit, but that's also going to get me fucking heated. So we're going to have to save that for maybe tomorrow or something because I need to calm down about some bullshit, okay? Why don't you go ahead and we'll get into the story. We're running low on time.
Oh, what story you want me to tell?
Oh, how the pickle met his feisty enchilada. That's what I want to tell.
Oh, man, that's a great story.
Yeah, it's a great story. You were about to say that was a great night. Not for you, it wasn't, motherfucker.
Well, it was a great story and it was a great night.
It was a great, it was a great morning for you. It wasn't a great night.
No, it was a great night, too, because we ended up leaving to go meet up with these girls around, 9 o'clock? At 9 or so, is about the time everyone got off.
Well, I'm saying the nighttime was great for one person.
Yeah.
The morning time was good for you. The night and the morning were bad for me.
Let's see here.
So, yeah, so we're rolling with, and I think we can say his name.
Well, because, it's not like they're going to find him.
So. Yeah, it's not, well, he's also passed on, so. So, Luke, okay, our buddy. Wants to go up to our hangout, the hookah lounge that we usually go to in Kansas City, and says, hey, you guys want to pick up these girls? And, of course, I'm driving in my little ass 2001 Toyota Corolla.
The old Corolla.
The old Corolla.
Dude, love that thing.
So, I'm like, I mean, I guess. And he's like, dude, you do this solid for me, I'll give you $50. I was like, yeah, all right, man. You got yourself a fucking deal.
He actually asked if we could pick them up after we already passed the exit. We were almost to the
hookah. I do remember that. I was like, this fucking kid.
So we had to go up into the power and light at Kansas City and turn around get on.
That was a fucking nightmare.
It was like 451 or whatever the highway is called, or 71 highway or something.
Yeah, 71.
But
to go to Vivian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part of Kansas City.
But, so we go pick up these girls. Okay, we can't give out names. One, that is the feisty enchilada, is now the pickle's fiance at this time. At that time, not so much. We pick them up when we get to the hookah lounge, and we make our order, and almost immediately... the feisty enchilada and Luke just start going to town on each other's faces. Okay,
tongues down each other's throats. If she would have went any further down in his throat, you would have seen her tongue poking out his butthole. He was wearing tight pants too, so we would have saw it go poking in and out of that little booty hole of his.
Yeah, he was wearing tight pants. We saw something else. You know, I mean, it was a little much. You know, I was impressed by what I saw.
I was impressed too. I mean,
but at the same time, I didn't want to see it.
I mean, come on.
It was like one of those things. You actually pointed it out to me, and I was like, God damn, mate, that man's packing heat. But then I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Why am I staring at his fucking dick through his pants?
Look at that little pecker. That wasn't little, it was monster.
I was impressed at first, and then immediately jealous.
Yes.
I was like, fuck me, man. Does everyone...
It was so hard
is
not
everyone to, packing bigger than me? I guess so.
It's so hard not to love the kid. Anyways.
He was a funny
one. We were hanging out at this hookah bar, and then we ended up leaving. So we brought our skateboards with us.
Before we go on, we should also tell them that he was drunk as fuck.
Yeah, this kid always came into my house with two pints of Seagram 7 whiskey.
Ugh.
But anyways... We left the hookah bar to go to this skate park down the road. I think it was by one of the MCC
college, yeah.
But so we brought our skateboards with us, so we were skating around, and while me and old Maddie here were skating around.
Oh, you remember the wipeout I had?
Yes, I
remember. Oh, I ripped my favorite pair of pants at the time. I was so pissed.
But anyway, she brought her... the feisty enchilada had her friend with her, and she was just sitting there all awkward at the skate park. And while we were skating, and she was standing there, in the backseat of the Corolla, the enchilada was giving old Luke a good old blowjob there.
The old blowy just going down on him.
And, you know, it obviously didn't last that long, because I guess he was like a three-pump chump. But,
well, goddamn, with how big it was, one pump takes like 5 minutes, you know? So it's like...
But anyways, he got off, and I guess she spit in a napkin that they found in the back of the Corolla. He came immediately. He came out to us, and he's like, "Guess what? Guess what just happened?" And we were like, "What?" He's like, "I just got head in the back of this car."
I said, like, "I better not find any fucking love stains back there, my man."
Well, I guess while he was telling us that, she had walked over. The enchilada had walked over to her friend and handed her the napkin, and he was like, "Here you go." She grabbed it, and she's like, "What is this?" And she's like, "It's Luke's cum."
It's disgusting.
So, anyways, we ended up going back to my house, or apartment, that night. And
okay.
Should I let you know, I lived in a studio apartment.
It was tiny.
It was the biggest studio apartment I've ever seen.
Okay, but relatively for living space.
Yeah.
Five people in one place in one night, it was very small,
It was. But anyways... they were going at it pretty strong on the love seat next to my bed. And they thought that we were all asleep, but we weren't. We heard them the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
And
I tell you, this fucking guy, texts me like I don't know, probably 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, asked me, "Are you asleep yet?" I said, "How the fuck could I be? Okay,
yeah.
These two have been fucking, humping and pumping for hours at this point, okay? It's getting fucking ridiculous." Right. We turned on a movie, and we had to pretend like we fell asleep watching the movie, but just, like, kept our heads turned towards the TV. Because, I mean, you got to be a good friend. But at the same time, I feel like we should have stopped it, because she totally took advantage of him. He was so goddamn drunk. And then... I finally get to sleep. Finally. 8 o'clock in the morning rolls around. This fucking guy texts me again. My phone wakes me up. I read, "Guess what I just did?" I look over, and it looks like him and the other girl are getting dressed. And I said, "Are you fucking shitting me right now, man?"
It's the only time I ever slept with a girl without talking to her. Didn't talk to her all night, except for maybe like 3 words at most. And...
slick pickle indeed. Oh, Jesus.
That was a fun night. But anyways.
Well, except for my wipeout. That was fucking awful. That hurt really bad.
And your relationship coming to an end. But
hey, anyways, that was a couple weeks later, okay, anyways, motherfucker? That was a couple weeks later. Anyways, that's a story for another time.
Anyways.
What a bitch.
Anyways, let me tell you. Now me and the other girl are engaged. Not the one I had sex with that night.
No, they don't get along very well anymore.
No, they're going to try and work it out and be friends.
No, I talk about her.
I haven't talked to her in years.
Thank God you got away from her when you did. Otherwise, you might have,
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, well, we don't need to talk about that. Well, we're about out of time here, so thanks for tuning in with us. This has been an evening with the 660s. We'll catch you next time. Probably going to be on again tomorrow night, so make sure to come catch it. Hope you liked it. If not, that's cool. You can have your own opinion, but at the same time, eat a dick.
Eat a fat dick, and just remember, as the old famous pickle says, if you ain't lit, you ain't shit.
That's true, motherfucker.